Philippians 3. Paul had already accomplished so much. He had planted churches. He had written scripture. He had done miracles. He had raised the dead. He had even been taken up to heaven and come back. And he's humble enough to say in Philippians 3:12, I'm not perfect. Every true disciple will say, I'm not perfect. But he didn't stop there. He says, I press on. I want to be in a higher class next year. To lay hold of, not to plant more churches or to preach more messages. No. That's not my goal. My goal is to lay hold of that for which Christ laid hold of me. That is what? To make me like Him. That is how you go to a higher class. If your one passion in life, not to become an elder or to be a respected brother or sister, rubbish. But I want to be a little more like Him next year. A little more gracious, a little more humble, a little more loving the truth and hating unrighteousness. A little more firm for God and for the truth and a little more unbendable, upright. That is to be like Jesus. To be compassionate towards the weak. Towards the backslider. To hate no one. No one means no one. To hate zero people in the world. Is that your goal? Is that your goal? To hate zero people in the world. To love everyone. To forgive everyone. No matter what they did to you. Is that your goal? Are you seeking to go higher and higher every day? Only if you have this passion. I press on, he says. I press on, and I hope as a result of this conference you will press on. And if you want to do that, verse 13, you must say, there's one thing I do. Verse 13, middle. There's only one thing I do. That's the primary thing in life. If your one aim in life is to get a promotion in your job and to be go higher and higher and higher and earn more and more money, you can do that, but that should not be your main goal in life. That should be way down somewhere else. Lord, my one aim in life is to become more like Jesus Christ. That is the only proper aim that any true disciple of Jesus must have. We read here what God has prepared for those who love Him. What has He prepared for us? Is there anything greater that God can prepare for us than say, I will make you like my Son Jesus Christ? Anything greater than that? What has He prepared for you? What are you looking for? If you're sick, are you looking for health? No. I want to be like Jesus. Whether I'm sick or healthy doesn't make a difference. I want to be like Jesus. That's all. Sickness is not going to hinder me from being like Jesus. In fact, it may help me to be a little more like Jesus because I don't complain in that sickness and I don't make any demands on my wife or anybody else when I'm sick. And I don't want to get sympathy from anybody when I'm sick. Yeah. Then I become like Jesus. Everything can help me to be like Jesus. Everything. And so he says, now listen to this. This is the one thing he does. Forgetting what lies behind, verse 13 and 14, and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press toward that goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. A little more detached from the earth, a little more detached from the earth, a little more detached, a little more detached. Like the rocket going up and up and up and up and up. That stops at the moon, but we are aiming for heaven. So forgetting what lies behind is the phrase which has been a lot upon my mind in the past few weeks and months. Forgetting what lies behind means I picture it like a curtain that falls just behind me. Not so far behind, but immediately behind me. so that when I look back, I can see nothing. I have forgotten everything. I look back and I say, what have I accomplished for the Lord? Oh, nothing. I look back and say, how much progress I have made? Can't find out because there's a curtain has fallen right behind me. In other words, I'm not conscious of anything I've done or accomplished. It's a choice of my will. Because, you know, I'll tell you something. The devil knows that God gives grace to the humble. And so, he will try every possible way to prevent you from being humble so that you won't get grace. Because the devil knows that if you get grace, he has got no hope against you. He'll overpower you left, right, and center without grace. But once you get grace, he will flee from you. And that is why he tries to puff us up. How? Either by making us proud of our intelligence or looking into a mirror and seeing how handsome or how pretty you are, or reminding yourself of some good things others people said about you, or remembering what all you accomplished for the Lord. Wow. You see, there's nothing wrong in remembering what you did for the Lord last year or in the last 20 years or 30 years or 40 years. The devil's got you, brother, sister. He's got you completely. Forgetting what lies behind. Forgetting how much the Lord has already blessed me. Forgetting whatever I may have done. I look at myself, I deliberately exercise my... You know, the wonderful thing is we can exercise our will to say no. And I don't live in my mind, I live in my will. That's why I never get discouraged. For many, many years, I never get discouraged. It's the honest truth. Because I don't live in my mind, I live in my will. In the olden days, I used to live in my mind and I'd be frequently discouraged, even as a believer. But no longer, it's gone. I say, I refuse to be discouraged. It's an act of the will. I refuse to look back. I refuse to look around like Peter and sink in the sea. I look at Jesus. And I say, God is on the throne. My Father is there. And Jesus is always there with me. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's all that's enough for me. I don't need to think of how intelligent I am or how many people will help me. I never think about what I have done. How many books have you written, Brother Zach? Zero. How many sermons have you preached? Zero. What have you done for the Lord? Zero. I thought of that even today. Lord, I want to come to this conference as one who has never in my life done a single thing for you. That's an act of my will. In my memory, there may be so many things. I don't live in my memory. Develop this habit. It'll change your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to live in your will. I refuse to look back and see what I've done. I will look back and remember the foolish things I've done. Oh, yes. Because that helps my humility. But if I look back and think of all which I think I have accomplished for the Lord, that will feed my pride. So I forget what lies behind. And I want to live like that tomorrow. I want to be as if I did nothing for the Lord today. Tomorrow is my first day. The day after tomorrow will again be my first day. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, live this life. I discovered this way after many, many years. You're hearing this, you can discover this way as a young man now. You can start now where I started after many years of failure and defeat. But I praise God that the last 43 years has been different. God had mercy on me. Please take this seriously, forgetting the things that are behind.